I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided Radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your show. So glad that you are with us this awesome Labor Day weekend. So I hope if you're listening, you have a three-day weekend. A lot of us do. I know sometimes lots of people say, what three-day weekend? I have to work. So, well, if that's you, hopefully you are one of those people that are inspired by your job and you don't mind going in. And so it's an interesting topic, work. And in honor of Labor Day, that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm so excited to have one of my good friends and really a mentor. Been such a mentor of mine, learned so much from this awesome lady, Cindy Bird. Welcome to the studio. I'm so glad to have you with me today.
Hey, Kim. Thank you so much for inviting me to be here. Great topic, and to have it in conjunction with this awesome three-day Labor Day weekend. I agree with you. I hope people out there are able to enjoy a three-day weekend. And for those that aren't, whatever you're doing, I hope it's something that brings you joy and inspiration. We're going to talk about that today, right?
Yes, we are. So every week we shoot out a weekly winning resource to our community members and our business members. And we love to do a weekly winning word. And a lot of times we correlate it, obviously, with what's going on in our world or holiday. And of course, being Labor Day, we just kept it simple and said the weekly winning word this week is work. And I thought of you, Cindy, and I don't know why. I think you and I've had conversations around this. And I know that you were just saying before we started recording that you actually shifted over into your own business at the age of 50, doing something that you're very passionate about. And, you know, I think of my mom. You and I were talking on the phone the other day, and at 6 years old, she was picking cotton. At 6 years old, picking cotton in Alabama.
That's hard to imagine nowadays, isn't it?
Can you even imagine such a thing? No. I think today some people might think that would be child abuse.
Probably so.
But so the work ethics have slightly changed a little bit. And I want to kind of dive into that and just love, hopefully some of you guys that are listening, we'd love to hear from you and your thoughts on this. You can always email me at kim@ivedecided.org, or you can get some information over at ivedecided.org and let us know what you think. But Cindy, you know, from that to where we are now, what do you think? From picking cotton at six to now, you know, I see young college students taking a year off and traveling the world before they even start working, you know?
Well, a lot of the perspective about work, I think, has changed over the years in that we see it as something that we're supposed to fit in, or maybe not even that. I think the whole movement towards work-life balance is what has contributed to a lot of this. And I don't know how you feel about the word balance, but when I hear the word balance or I picture it in my mind, I see scales, like the old-fashioned scales of justice, where things have to be equal. You have to give equal time to work and equal time to
like 50-50.
Life in general, right. 50-50. And you and I both know that's not always possible, and it really, in my opinion, sets us up for a lot of resentment. We might resent having to go to work, and or we might resent the things that pull us away and get in the way of us being able to complete our work. I like to coach people to think about it as work-life harmony.
I like that.
It's about integrating everything. I mean, Kim, you have so many things going on in your life. I have a lot of things that I pursue in addition to what I would call my work through my business. And you and I were talking the other day. You said people will say to you, oh, you're just too busy. You have too much going on. And I've had people tell me the same thing, that, you know, when are you going to retire? When are you going to? That's a question, because I'm a little older than you. That's a question I get asked more often. When are you going to retire? And I say, you know what? I'm not done. Right. I'm not done giving what I want to give to this world. I love the work that I do, and I believe God has put me in people's lives to do this work, and I'm inspired by it. But I know fully well, because of the clients and the people I work with, there's a lot of people who work is either boring, it's monotonous, or it's just downright unpleasant because of a toxic work environment or a boss who is treating them in a very unfair or uncivil way. And I really feel for those people. I mean, going back to work on Monday morning has got to be miserable. And I'm on a mission to stop that, because I think there's a lot of unnecessary stress and strife that is going on in the workplace that doesn't need to be there. That work can be enjoyable. It can be inspirational if you are looking at it from the perspective of an opportunity to apply your strengths and your talents. Here's a quote I have used for years from Thomas Edison. I love this quote. Opportunity is missed by most people because it is dressed in overalls and looks like work.
And looks like
work. Isn't that great?
It is. And you know, it, like you were saying, I do have people say to me all the time, you're just so busy. And honestly, it kind of irritates me when they say that, because I'm like, no, you know, I'm not that busy. If it appears that I'm busy, I like it. I want it. I'm not stressed out over it, and I'm not depriving my family from anything. You know what I mean?
Sure, and so, I do.
And I love how you described the harmony, because I've always said there really is no such thing as balance. There just isn't. It's about prioritizing.
Yes. Well, there are always going to be those times when the pendulum has to swing more in the direction of what's going on in your life with family and, you know, whatever's going on there outside of work that needs your attention, that has to be a priority. And then there are going to be other times when the pendulum swings in the direction of work. And, you know, I've had jobs ever since I was babysitting, you know, years ago. That really isn't a great example, but I spent 20 years of my life as a secretary / administrative assistant. And there were times along the way where I was bringing boxes of 800-piece mailings home. This is back in the day before we had automatic staplers and automatic sorters and automatic labelers. That was me.
Right.
And I'd be dragging those things home because that was how I was supposed to get the work done. It was the only way I could get the work done. But that allowed me to spend some time, you know, with my family too. But what I'm saying is there are sacrifices perhaps in either direction. And I think that's where I was going at with that mindset. If your mindset is that you're trying to achieve an unrealistic balance, you're just setting yourself up for that resentment one way or the other.
Yeah, I 100% agree. You know, there are times where I have to say to my family, hey guys, you know what? We have a conference. Well, here's a perfect example. All right, we have a conference coming up this Saturday, September the 8th. And that my kids know that's a kind of a busy time for Joe and I. We're prepping, we're planning, we're working at our computers at night, getting everything hammered out. And they just understand it's the way it goes, mm-hmm. you know? And then there are times where my daughters, they both play volleyball, and they're home games. If I have to put a sign on the door at Curves that says, sorry, I'm closed. You can find me at my daughter's volleyball game.
Yeah.
If I didn't have anybody else to work, there might be a time that I would do that. You know, that becomes the priority above all things. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I've never had to do that, so don't worry, you wouldn't probably show up in Curves. I have never had to do that. But in the right circumstance, if I had to, if that had to become the priority, that's what it's about, you know. I always makes me kind of sad when I hear people saying, I have to do this, I have to do that. How do you feel about
I agree. You're going to laugh at what I'm about to tell you. You're going to laugh at this. So I do my webcast, Business Minds.
Yes.
I tape that on Tuesday mornings. And I was telling Tim Johnson at Widecast Studios, I said, I need to do a 20-minute show today because, how I'd worded my text originally was because I have to, and then whatever it was I had coming up afterwards. And I looked at that, and it's just a matter, ladies and gentlemen that are listening out there, of that quick mindset change. It's a shift. And I looked at that and I went, no, I don't have to. I'm choosing to do this other thing. So, you know, I'm choosing to be vice president of the Garden Club. You know, I get to, I'm going to be inducted.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting. That's something I choose to have, that an additional avenue to bring what my talents and abilities are to the world. And that's what I hope for all people. I imagine a workplace where people enjoy going to work because they're not distracted with this uncivil boss or this toxic work environment, where they are enjoying the work itself, where it is set up for them to maximize their abilities and their talents and get the most out of it, versus looking at it as something that they just have to get through. You know, there's another great book out there that I think I've mentioned to you before called The Happiness Advantage by Sean Acor. And he talks about where the mindset most of us go into things with is, boy, I'll be glad when this day is over with.
Oh, right.
Or, boy, I'll be glad when this
just
week is over with.
Just get me till Friday.
Yeah. Or I'll be glad when my boss leaves. I should say. And his philosophy is, and it's grounded in the field of positive psychology and behavioral psychology, is that we should go into it with happiness being first. A happy and joyful perspective, and the success will follow. And again, I've been in toxic workplace situations before. I've had bosses who were not pleasant to work with. I know what that's like. I talk to people who to this day are bullied in the workplace. And that's hard to imagine, but it's a reality.
It is.
And I really, my heart goes out to those people. But even those individuals, what they've lost is they've lost a sense of who they are. They've been so beaten down over time that they don't see anymore their own, you know, what brings them joy and what brings them inspiration. So I love working with someone and coaching them to rediscover who they are and what makes them joyful and what blows their hair back,
yeah,
you know, that they're passionate about. And if it's not this job, then let's find what it is.
Let's figure out what is it you want to do.
Yeah.
What do
change
you
your
want?
Work.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned I changed careers later in life. That was a huge leap for me, but I changed employers. I'd been somewhere for 30 years and had done the same work for 20 of those 30 years, and then went to college. And it was that education, that learning and development that allowed me to grow both as an individual, personally and professionally, and position myself to do something different and to figure out what I really wanted to be when I grew up.
And
I was
so,
48
yeah.
before I figured that out, girl.
And you went back to school, you said, at that particular time?
I was 30 when I started
college, and
I whittled away at my degrees one or two classes at a time for 18 years.
Oh,
while
wow.
I continued to work. Sometimes I worked three jobs at
yeah.
a time when, you know, trying to put the kids through college.
Do what you have to do to get where you want to be.
Absolutely.
Hey, guys, if you're tuning in right now, you are listening to I've Decided Radio Show. And I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided, host of your show. And I am just talking to my guest here today, Cindy Bird, founder of Image Potential, one of our awesome resources for you through I've Decided. And we are talking about work. And, you know, are you motivated by your work? Or maybe like Cindy said, does it feel like a chore? You know, are you going to work and not as happy as you could be? We want to just challenge you to start where you are right now, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, decide what it is that you want and start chipping away at that. And we can help you. We'd love to help you. You can visit us at ivedecided.org. We'd love to have you join our community, and so that you can get that motivation and inspiration and the tools and resources and everything that you need to be successful. We'd even love to see you at our conference that's happening this Saturday. If you sign up and become a community member, that's included. And we'd love to see you there over at Weaver Ridge. It's just a morning, and it's a powerful morning. And you could actually meet Cindy in person there.
I will be there. Yes, it's going to be a great morning. You've got some wonderful speakers lined up that are inspirational, motivational, just people who will help you get unstuck, will help you see what you maybe don't see in yourself, and that you have within you the capacity, the innate capacity to make a change. If you are one of those people who is looking at your work as drudgery, as something that's just not bringing you fulfillment and joy, then come to the conference, get inspired, connect with some of these awesome resources,
network
with some people.
We have a panel of successful professionals who are going to be speaking to you guys about what it takes to be successful. We have the president of ICC, the president of the chamber, and we have this one gal, Christine, and she has an amazing story. When I met her 10 years ago, Cindy, she was bartending, and
wow,
she had a mission. Yeah. She was putting herself through Bradley, getting her bachelor's degree, and she knew where she wanted to go. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. She was working. She was studying. She was, you know, taking the test. I met her at that particular time. And today, she is a marketing VP at Core Construction. You know, within 10 years.
I know, Christine.
You know, Christine.
I do. I'm looking forward to
just thinking about her story because, you know, I know it. And it's just a perfect example of someone who, yeah, she had to go to work. She worked as a bartender at that particular time. Yeah. She was a single mom.
And absolutely nothing wrong with that profession. What we're saying here is work can often be what opens you up to other opportunities. Sometimes the work that you're doing, you don't see it at the time. It's actually preparing you. Think about it. What does a bartender do? A bartender is constantly talking to patrons and interacting with those patrons. That had prepared her
to do what
to
she
go
said.
Into
she
marketing.
Can talk to anybody.
Oh, she can.
She knows everybody.
She is a networking queen,
and she knows everybody. And she, you know, and is just so smart and so determined, you know, to be successful in what she sets out. And so just love those stories. And it's just inspiring. And, you know, work, we all have to earn a paycheck. It's true. We have to pay the rent. We have to support ourselves and our family. And so
it's part of life.
It's a part of life. But, you know, you can, I mean, you know, she made enough money to support her children and put herself through school. And that's what she had to do at that particular time. And she made the most of it. And she was very good at it. And she made great money and was able to move herself to where she wanted to go. And that's what I'd like to see. And Cindy, you said you're on a mission to kind of help people figure out what it is they want to do to be inspired to move towards those dreams. And I'm with you. I am too. I'm on a mission to help people.
We just don't know. And or there's been something that has happened. There's some life circumstance that maybe came along that just really beat you down, and you lost who you are. You lost your sense of self-worth. You lost your sense of pride in yourself, whatever it might be. That is where you can really benefit from being around people that you're going to meet at a conference like the I've Decided conference on September 8th. Be around like-minded people who are out there searching for something too. Maybe years ago you thought about starting your own business, but you put it on a back burner for whatever reason. Well, come and interact, hear from this panel. What does it take to have a successful business? What does it take to position yourself to be able to do that? And all the other resources that are going to be there. But it's deciding that you're fed up with that toxic workplace. It's deciding you don't deserve that. It's deciding that you have more to give to this world, and using some resources to help you discover what that is. Again, I talk to a lot of people who they just say, I don't know what I value anymore. I don't know. I've been told so many years what to do, you know, and that I had to follow this path with blinders on. I don't know who I am anymore. I don't see myself ever breaking out of this. And I don't want to see anybody feel that way. Joy is something we all should be able to feel in life. And I really want to emphasize to people that your choice of the work that you do, it will lead you to being inspired if you see that you have the innate capacity to take it by the reins. You have it within yourself to discover your passions, your strengths, your interests, and then match that up with what's out there. It can happen.
And
it happened for me. It happened for you, Kim, right?
And, you know, you start where you are. And, you know, success is hard. It's very hard. And, you know, statistically, we have this out on our website. I think it was about 8%. It's actually up to 9%, which is a great improvement.
Yay.
You know, that's a little bit of an improvement, but it needs to be more. Statistically, only about 9% of the people are successful in their goals and dreams, fully successful in their goals and dreams, which is really why I've decided exist, is to turn that around. And starting where you are, I think, mm-hmm. you know, that is the most important thing. Stop waiting until your work environment gets better, if that's the case.
Right.
Or stop waiting until you think, oh, if I just get this promotion, I'll have more money. Or, you know, start focusing on the positive right now. Start focusing on what you can do with where you are. I think about, I think about Jeannie Quick, who's our realtor.
Yes.
And a resource through I've Decided. And, you know, she's a connector. She loves talking to people. She loves connecting people. And one day over lunch, I said to her, I said, you know, you should be the connecting realtor. Instead of being a realtor, be the connector. Yeah, you have to sell houses to earn your living, but go about it like you're connecting people, because that's what you love to do. She goes, yeah, that's a great idea, you know.
And do you see how much, she didn't necessarily see that in herself or trust in it in herself. I want to share this one statement from, this is an awesome book, The Thinking Life.
Okay.
Okay. And the author says it's important to work with conviction and confidence in your abilities. If your focus is there, you can let go of those other distractions. And that's just huge, in my opinion. Because those other things are distracting you. It's pulling your mental and physical and emotional energy in a direction that's not moving you towards your goals. It's not moving you towards fulfilling your dreams. And if we can instead change that mindset and say, today I'm going in and I'm working with confidence and I'm working with conviction in my abilities.
Wouldn't that be a great
way to walk in the door to work on Monday morning?
Yeah. Or Tuesday.
Or whatever day it might be.
Well, this week, hopefully you might be off tomorrow for Labor Day, but on Tuesday morning, you know, just go in, you know, take this weekend, take this time to take a deep breath and reflect, you know, on what you're passionate about, you know? And if there's one thing that I wholeheartedly believe is, we are where we are, not by chance, but by purpose. We are where we are. So wherever you are, it's by design that you're there. Yeah, we make our choices. We have these consequences of choices that we make that kind of move our direction as well. But where we are is where we were meant to be. And so there has to be something right where you are that you can start, open your eyes to see, that will start moving you towards your passion.
And you have within you, what it will take to do that. That's what I want people to know.
Yeah. You have everything you need.
And through I've Decided, you have a lot of resources to support you in that too.
Oh yeah. That's an awesome plug. I love that. And yeah, and you're one of those resources, Cindy. And I'm inspired by your work. And as I said, you're a mentor of mine. And so let's talk a little bit about that, you know, image potential. I love the name. But I'm like, you know, I've heard you speak many times. You do such an amazing job.
Thank you. You've spoken
at our conference. You're leading our new project, Take the Stage.
Take the Stage, which is going to kick off in October. We've got the class is almost full. We still have two slots open.
Out of 10.
So this is a program designed to help you prepare yourself to put your message out there. If there's some message that you have always wanted to publicly share, you can learn how to take the stage with confidence, with conviction. It's going to be a program that helps you not only learn more about how to design and structure a presentation, but and how to deliver it. But along the way, you're going to learn a lot more about yourself, too. That's one of the things I always strive to bring to the programming that I do, the learning and development that I do, is I want people to gain that self-insight about their tendencies and to learn from that, to see maybe where they have some blind spots that they didn't see in themselves and how they have it, again, within themselves to bring their best self to whatever it is that they do. So I, as a longtime public speaker myself, it seemed very natural to me that I would take what I've learned and taught myself to be an effective speaker and teach it to other people as well. So I'm so excited to be leading that program together.
And that's absolutely what you do, help them kind of build their brand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Build their
personal brand.
And put their image around
so
that.
I'm working with some individuals now doing some personal brand coaching. I've got three clients I'm working with now. So that's keeping me busy. And I have some speaking engagements myself coming up too
in October. Let's give a plug for the Women in Leadership.
Women in Leadership in NABO, co-sponsoring the Pathways to Success Conference. I'm going to be doing the opening session, kicking off great tips to get everybody inspired to get out there and network and meet new people and start conversations. In October, I'm speaking at a statewide conference on the conundrum of employee engagement. It's a new topic that I have launched. I've already presented it a couple times, and it's getting rave reviews, and now I got invited to speak at a state conference, and I'm going to turn it into actually a program that I'll take into businesses to help deal with this issue that employee engagement numbers are still very, very poor.
I agree. And I
tell people, my audiences, I'm like this mad scientist who's on a mission to come up with the formula to address that and to turn it around. And I know I am so close, I can feel it. And this is me living my purpose and doing the work that I do, and I'm blessed to do it.
That's wonderful. I love it. And so I can tell just by, see, they can't see your face. I can see the smile on your face, that big smile. And obviously you are inspired by your work and what you do, and you are helping me and so many others. And I can't tell you how grateful I am to work with you. And
thank you, Kim.
Get to know you. And
I feel likewise.
And have you as a resource for I've Decided. And I really, this Take the Stage is going to be, I really cannot wait for it.
I know.
I am so
excited. It's going to be so exciting
to see. We have some amazing participants. One of the guys that's doing the Take the Stage walked away from a 25-year career at a bank to do public speaking, and just has an amazing story to tell. And we've had him on the show, Kurt, with his message is Handy Capable. Can't wait to see.
I love that.
I know it too. So the winner's going to be able to take the stage at our conference in January,
yes,
our kickoff, 2019 kickoff conference, which it's going to be at Richwoods High School. I'm super excited.
In their new auditorium. Great facility.
Yeah, so this is the first time that we will have our conference there. So some excited. It's our fifth year, so that's always exciting. But I think you need to, if your work's not inspiring you, figure out what it is that inspires you and bring that to work.
Yes.
Start applying that at your work. And I think you'll be amazed at what would happen. Don't you, Cindy?
I agree 100%.
Yeah. We are so grateful that you've taken the time today to tune into the radio show. Cindy, you've been a great guest.
Thank you, Kim.
Always a pleasure to be here.
I
knew you would be perfect for the topic today. We've been talking about work. Obviously, it's Labor Day weekend. And on behalf of Cindy and myself, we do hope that you have an amazing, wonderful weekend. And if you're so blessed to have tomorrow off, enjoy and rest and get filled up so you can get back to work on Tuesday. And if you have to go to work, I sure hope it's work that inspires you and you're excited to do it. And this show has filled your cup up a little bit.
Absolutely. Thank you again, Kim, for inviting me to be here.
Thanks, Cindy. My pleasure. And you guys enjoy the rest of your day. And we will be back next week talking about heritage. That's going to be a great topic. Happy Labor Day.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?